Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Jeff Nunley, Executive Director of the South Texas Cotton and Grain Association. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our crop is suffering because of the high temperatures we've had since about a month worth of really extreme heat in South Texas. We were off to a rough start because it was dry when we started planting, and we got about a month and a half worth of really good rains that almost in places too much. So we had some fields that were waterlogged, and it turned off hot and dry. And some of the growers were like, well, this is good because our cotton's recovering from the rain and things were looking really good. And then it just stayed hot and stayed dry. Driving around in the country last month with some of the field days and crop tours that we have in our area in June, there were a lot of the fields that were in cutout with blooms out the top, you know, the whole field with just blooms out the top, and which is too early for us. We should still be in full bloom and adding cotton. As I've talked to growers about this condition of the crop, it sounds like we're probably going to be an average crop. If the heat continues like it is and dry conditions, we're going to be average and maybe slightly below average. We will be harvesting later this month. And I think that's kind of typical